more? Need more? Get the catch up with Cam at hit.com.au.
Over the weekend, I did a little bit of online shopping. I bought something that I, for a while, have been contemplating buying. Not because of, I don't have the money to be able to buy these things. I've been saving up for them because they are a little bit expensive, I suppose. But also, they have a bit of a negative stigma about them, these items. I bought a set of AirPods. And if you're an AirPod owner, you'll know that sound is the, it's the sound of the AirPods connecting. I'm sorry, I don't have them yet. I'm not an owner of these products yet. I'm not a pro at the AirPods. But I did purchase a set of AirPods off the Telstra store, because if you're a Telstra customer and you pay your bill, you get these rewards points and then you can use them towards different products that they sell. So I managed to get a set of AirPods at a pretty good discounted rate because of these rewards points I've been building up. So anyway, I bought them, and I still feel a little bit unsure about, am I going to be one of those people who walks around looking like, look at you with your earphones with the cords in them, and I'm on the phone to someone, don't talk to me. I don't want to be that person, but I also want the AirPods because they're quite good. They have like noise cancelling capabilities. They have this transparent mode where you can hear your music and you can hear other people at the same time. Funnily enough, when I bought these AirPods, though, you pay for them, and then there's a little tutorial on how to be an AirPod owner at the checkout after you pay for the AirPods. Hi there. Congratulations on becoming an owner of AirPods. Now that you own these beautiful devices, you might have a few questions about how you need to act around normal people. First of all, always look busy. When you've got AirPods in your ears, you're probably on the phone to somebody important. For example,
hey, how you going?
Oh, good, Cam, how are you, mate?
Oh, no, sorry, I'm on the phone. Yep, well, tell him that's not good enough. I want $10,000 worth of those shares, and I want them yesterday.
Secondly, always wear them in your ears even when you're not using them. You want people to know that you're a proud owner of AirPods. And finally, whenever you see somebody with regular earphones in their ears with those cords that were so 2015, make sure you let them know about it. You are now ready to be a proud owner of AirPods. Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about owning AirPods now after hearing that, especially with that elevator music.
Get up with Cam. On Mount Isa's Hit 102.5.
It's a cool morning in the Northwest, and you're probably wearing one of these at the moment, or you might be if you're an owner of one of these. The good old-fashioned beanie. It's a beautiful invention that keeps your head warm on these cool mornings, and losing your beanie would be one of those devastating things if you are a beanie wearer and you just can't find it. It's a cold morning and you have to suffer with freezing ears. Now, a man down in Melbourne has taken this losing his beanie to a whole nother level, and he's put posters up around the city sort of asking people whether they've seen his beanie. Now, you might think, yes, it's devastating to lose a beanie, but do you really need to advertise all over a city of like hundreds of thousands of people? If not, I don't know what the population of Melbourne is. Do you really need to advertise it? Can't you just go and spend another $5 on a beanie? It'd probably be cheaper and more time-saving. But there's a reason why he's had to advertise for this beanie. It's because it is his lucky beanie. He believes that, this beanie has brought him luck in his life. Whenever he wears it, he thinks good things happen to him. And he's a little bit disappointed that he's lost it now. And it sort of makes sense when you think about, having lucky things of your own. I know every morning when I get dressed, I wake up and I go into the undies drawer and try and find what undies I'm going to be wearing. And I only choose certain undies depending on how I'm feeling on that day. If I've got something big on, I'll be like, I have to wear these Bonds undies with the blue waist strap, because they're my lucky undies. I don't know why they're my lucky undies. I don't know if they bring luck upon me, but I always feel like if I've got a big day on, a big thing happening, I need to wear these lucky undies. Are you the same? Like, do you have something that you just go, when I have this with me, or if I don't have it, I'm going to have bad luck? If I do have it with me, it's going to bring me luck. 13, 12, 16 is the number. Give me a call right now. What do you have something that you think brings you good luck, whether it's an item of clothing, whether it's a certain hat, whether it's a teddy bear that you take everywhere from your childhood? Give us a call, 13 12 16. Do you have something that you consider to be lucky? Now, our good old mate who calls through quite often, Patty, has called through. Mate, do you have something that you consider to be lucky?
I do, yes. I have two things. I have these two little bracelets. One of them that I got from a little island, which a person who killed a man gave to me. And I consider it lucky for some reason.
Oh, wow. I bet the guy that was on the other end didn't think it was so lucky.
This is the Hit Breakfast Show with Cam.
Big thanks to Jacob for bringing this one to our attention. The ABC Northwest Queensland Facebook page was sent these photos from Russell Neville of the Djara Road being built back in 1967 out near Mica Creek there. The photos showed all these blokes standing around in short shorts and hard hats. Very interesting workwear, I reckon, but the highlight of these photos showed one of the dozers falling off the road into the creek. Yeah, the fellas there look like they're standing around thinking, how the bloody hell are we going to sort this out? Absolutely great photos, and everyone was loving the post. It racked up 513 reactions, 138 shares, and 92 comments. Most of the comments were people talking about how easy life was back then, but, you know, obviously not looking at these photos. Our mates at the Northwest Star are obviously looking for some great Northwest photos. They put the call out on Facebook looking for a new cover photo, and over 60 comments were left on the post with beautiful pictures of different locations in the Northwest. The most popular photo in the comments was from Jack Pilkington. It was of a campfire at the Granites with an amazing extended exposure of the night sky. Check it out on the Northwest Star Facebook page. Absolutely fantastic photos up there. And finally, it looks like people are pretty keen to jet off to the other end of Queensland for a holiday. Hello World Travel Mount Isa posted last week with some ripper deals to fly from Mount Isa to Brisbane and Townsville. 71 people have tagged their mates on the post so far in what looks to be holiday plans. Absolutely fantastic idea, I reckon. Get out and explore Queensland now that we're open back up, and support local business by booking your travel plans through them. That's Northwest on the socials, done and dusted for this week. Make sure you get in touch via the Hit West Queensland Facebook page, just like Jacob did for the first story today. And let us know of anything you see on Facebook or any social media channels that's happening with Mount Isa. We'd love to mention it on the segment.
Want more? Need more? Get the catch up with Cam at hit.com.au.